What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Oh, Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Civil Will.
Hello, Huggles. Hey.
Okay. And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Did y'all see the President Obama win a Grammy for his State of the Union address last night? Woo! As soon as the president stepped up to the podium, he was punching. And Speaker of the House John Boehner and the Republicans were mean mugging early. Shiggity. Does the GOP mean grading Obama's performance, Sybil? One mofo tweeted some bullshiggity before the president even said the mic sounds nice. Check one. That tweet something for fame game is so lame that I don't even want to mention the erectile dysfunction Republican's name, at least until Friday anyway. I mean, everything the president said, they were looking like Bruce Jenner's driver's license, wasn't they? Let's raise minimum wage, equal pay for women. It's time for some action. Every time the president spoke on something, they were looking bizarre, like Malcolm Moore winning best rap album over Kendrick Lamar. And what's up with the Duck Dynasty diversion?
That's right, they were there.
At first, I thought he was Chris Christie's seat filler, but someone else was sitting in his sectional.
Sectional.
And did anyone of y'all see Chris Christie?
No.
Because I didn't see him. I heard he got caught in traffic. Tom Super J, what y'all think about the GOP response, or as I like to call it, the hate of the union address?
Hate of the union address.
As soon as I saw the lady, I turned it off. So I thought it was an infomercial for that no-no hair removal. Anyway, I'm hearing hundreds of people are stranded down south, and my cousin Solomon called me and said he was stuck in his marriage, and he's been trying to get out for 12 years now. Who knew? Who knew that damn snow came out of nowhere? But I heard it didn't stop everybody in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I heard Eddie Long and Justin Bieber was racing each other on snowmobiles down Peachtree. Not yet.
Not yet.
I heard the women at the strip clubs were dancing in Uggs. I heard they're transporting kids to shelter them all under the asses of the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh.
Not yet, Sybil.
Oh,
and did y'all hear Floyd betting $10 million on Denver to win the Super Bowl?
$10 million.
Crazy.
Floyd's a gambler. He'll bet on anything. Did y'all hear how much money he lost betting on T.O. marrying a white woman? Shiggity, I even won $3 on that bet.